What's up, guys? It is Scott from Iron Will Strength. It's episode 84 of Strong the Iron Will Way. The topic today is what you can expect when you start working out. For me, it's going to be more what you can expect when you start strength training, which is, in my opinion, the best way to start training in any way, shape, or form if you're trying to get fit, get in shape, lose weight, all that shit. Strength training is the way to go, without question. That should be your primary form of exercise, and then you can complement that with some cardio or some other stuff. But strength training is number one. You can scroll back. There's a podcast, I believe it's called Why Strength, probably one of the first 10, which we'll get into the details of why that is. But today's topic is more about what to expect when you start. There's a book series called What to Expect When You're Expecting that is for pregnant moms, and I think it's really helpful because I think people don't freaking know what to expect. So a lot of things would probably seem unusual or weird or bad, and then you find out, nope, that's normal. So I think this is my version of that, what to expect when you start training. And there's a million things, but I'm going to stick with two or three big ones. Number one is if you are starting to strength train or really any kind of exercise with the goal of losing weight, and you are of the mindset that I'll start exercising first and then I will change my diet, because the way that is rationalized usually is, hey, look, right now I don't do anything but sit on the couch and eat. So if I start exercising three times a week or four, I should lose weight just because I'm burning more calories. Doesn't fucking work that way. So if you work out for 3 months and do not change your eating habits, you will likely not lose an ounce. You will probably gain a couple pounds if you're strength training. You will maybe get smaller, actually. You'll probably get stronger if you're strength training properly. If you are training properly and getting stronger, you'll probably get smaller slightly because you are adding some muscle and losing some water and some fat, probably changing your composition a little bit, but it won't be very dramatic and you'll be discouraged. So the moral of the story there is you have to change your eating habits to change your body fat percentage and lose weight and really look dramatically different. So please don't think you can exercise and not change your eating habits and expect to look dramatically different. So if you are one of the people that has tried that or are currently trying that, it would be easy to get discouraged after a couple months and then quit thinking that your body just doesn't respond, your body doesn't change, you're always meant to be fat, blah, 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 same old bullshit. No, wrong. You can't. Nobody's body changes dramatically from just exercise. You have to eat differently. I see it literally every day. There are clients that have started, and within a month, literally a month, their bodies look very different. And that is because from day one, after they walk out the door, they change their eating habits and start lifting weights consistently. I have also seen people start lifting weights consistently, doing all that stuff right, not changing their eating habits, and they look exactly the same in 6 months. So that's number one. Number two, expect things to not always go well. So in the beginning, with strength training specifically, we typically see people get stronger every single workout for the first 10 to 12 workouts probably. So it's pretty linear. Every time you come in, we can put 5 or 10 more pounds on every exercise and you can get a couple more reps. Maybe you keep the weight the same but get more reps. Maybe you add weight, but every single workout something goes up. So it's very rewarding. It's very exciting. Then comes a day where things don't go up and you're lifting the same weight for the same reps and it's still fucking hard. Now you start to go, well, wait a minute, I didn't go up today. And then you come back next week and you're like, I didn't go up again. I'm still stuck at X weight for X reps. And then maybe another time you come in and you go up again. So you're like, oh, okay, cool. And then you come back again after a couple times and you go down. So instead of getting 100 pounds for 10 reps, you get 100 pounds for 8 reps. And it's really hard. And you're like, what? And you try again and it's the same thing. So now you're really discouraged because something must be terribly wrong. So now you're going backwards. Maybe even this happens 2 workouts in a row. So now you're really messed up mentally and you are second-guessing the whole thing. Well, I just want to tell you that that's totally normal. This is, you know, a form of athletics, just like anything else, and it doesn't mean anything's wrong. It's part of the process. You cannot linearly improve every single time. You're going to get better and then maintain and then go backwards and then go forward and then maintain. And it's a constant kind of zigzag, hopefully, ultimately, always in the upward direction. If there are too many weeks in a row where you're not going forward or you're even regressing consistently, it's time to look at your program. Maybe you are overtraining, undertraining, doing the same exercises too frequently, not using the right, like there's like technical stuff that might be wrong that somebody could help you with. But if you're up and down a little bit here and there, I mean, that's life, man. You have good days and bad days, and that's the same in lifting, same in sports. You know, we all know there's, I don't know, look at Alex Rodriguez, right? Arguably one of the best baseball players, at least in recent history, maybe of all time. And I feel like, I don't know, last season or a couple seasons ago, this guy went for like months without hitting the ball. So this is like somebody who is the best in the world at what he does. And he went through like 3 months where he couldn't even touch it. And he looked awful, right? Now, clearly he didn't forget how to play baseball. He didn't lose all of his talent. He was in a slump. You know, things just weren't going right. And we don't know if that was something that was going on emotionally, mentally, physically, but shit happens. And then it gets back together. So, you know, don't be discouraged when things don't go well, even if it's just a, you know, you're not in the mood one day. You know, a lot of times, let's say you're really excited on your program, you want to go, and then you wake up one day and you don't want to go. It doesn't mean that you've lost your mojo for working out. It just means sometimes you just don't feel like it. So that brings me to lesson number three, the final lesson for the day, which is you're not always going to feel like it. You got to fucking do it anyway. This is the most important part because, you cannot rely on your moods and what you feel like doing to determine what you do for the day. There's a famous quote by former Mr. Olympia Dorian Yates, who was quite the legend and known for his work ethic. And he was asked once about the theory of what they used to call instinctive training. Now, instinctive training meant you just go to the gym and do what you feel like doing, right? As opposed to, like, what we do is we write up plans for everybody and follow a specific plan. So we know that if you come into the gym today, you're going to do X, Y, and Z for however many sets, for however many reps. We're going to have a chart knowing how much weight we're going to try to use. Now, we might always be able to do what we're planning to do, but we're attempting to follow a plan. We do that with our individual workouts and clients as well. Instinctive training would be no plan at all. Just go to the gym and say, I feel like doing legs. I feel like doing upper body. I feel like doing this exercise. I feel like using this much weight. And the point of those people would say, well, I can just tell by feel. I can listen to my body and do it. Do what I feel like doing. So Dorian Yates said, when he was asked about instinctive training, he laughed and he said, ha, if I followed instinctive training, if I followed my instincts, I'd be at the fucking pub, not at the gym, right? So that's that. I'm going to leave it at that. You know, if you're what you feel like doing will not always likely be going in and doing a really hard workout. Sometimes you will, and that's great. But if you don't, it doesn't mean you don't love exercise. It doesn't mean you're not meant to be an exercise person. Like, you just might. I would rather go to the fucking movies than work out half the time, but I want the benefits of lifting and working out, and I'm going to do it. Now, it doesn't mean I don't enjoy it when I'm doing it. I love it, honestly, and I look forward to it, but there are lots of days where I don't want to go. But I still do because I know that it's just what I'm going to do. And same thing for work, same thing for things that are necessary to be done in family life, relationship life, just general life, right? We can't just rely on what we feel like doing. So if you don't feel like it, sometimes, all the time, half the time, nothing's wrong. That's also just the way it goes. So that's it. And you guys have a great day.